The Daimler Chrysler Company plans to cut 26,000 jobs over the next 3 years in an effort to reverse its recent financial troubles. Production will stop or be scaled back at plants in Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, and Delaware. The company also is reducing its operations abroad. Some of the deepest cuts will be in Canada, where 20% of the company's factory workforce faces either layoffs or early retirement. James Murray reports from Toronto.
Auto workers at Chrysler plants in Canada have seen this before. A satellite feed and a foreign auto executive announcing sweeping layoffs in a crucial Canadian industry. But this time, the man announcing the cuts isn't American, he's German. Dieter Setche is the chief executive of Daimler Chrysler.
These decisions are absolutely necessary to be competitive, in fact, to survive.
There have been rumors of layoffs and cutbacks swirling around Daimler Chrysler's Canadian operation for weeks. But even though people were ready for bad news, this was seen as severe. More than 2,800 jobs cut at factories in Windsor and north of Toronto. Also eliminated a billion-dollar factory expansion in Windsor. The head of the Canadian Auto Workers Union, Buzz Hargrove, is disgusted by the moves.
It'll be a little blip for investors and executives. But for workers and their families and communities, it is a very, very tragic situation that we face at Chrysler.
Hargrove says it isn't fair that Canadian workers will be laid off, since they are among Chrysler's most productive. In Ottawa, the federal government agrees. Canada's Minister for Industry, Brian Tobin, says he will meet with union officials and Daimler Chrysler executives to see if something can be done to save jobs.
We want to understand what the impact is going to be on workers and on families and try and minimize the impact on those families and on the Canadian economy.
There is already one plan in place, a federal unemployment insurance program. Canadian workers pay an extra 2% of their earnings to the government. When they quit a job, are fired or laid off, they get a check, about 30% of their salary for a year. And there's more. Dennis DeRoche is the leading expert on Canada's auto industry.
The unions have negotiated supplementary unemployment insurance benefits that would bring a worker to somewhere upwards to 85 to as much as 90% of their take-home pay when they're laid off. Auto workers in the rest of the world are not as well protected.
And auto workers in the rest of the world will be affected by this announcement. In Mexico, a transmission plant will shut down this year. An assembly plant will lose production in the year 2002. Assembly plants in Argentina and Brazil also shutting down. The factory in Argentina may be gone for good. Here in Canada, it's still too early to tell how hard the car giant's cutbacks will hit the economy. Until this week, it had been chugging along, riding high on Alberta oil profits, relatively unharmed by the free fall of tech stocks. There was almost no talk of recession. Now, Dennis DeRoche says that could change.
The auto sector does have the potential of taking Canada into and or out of a recession. 1 in 7 jobs in Canada are tied directly or indirectly to the automotive sector. It takes, you know, a lot of the edge off the Canadian economy. It certainly causes a few percentage points of growth.
Just how many points depends as much on U.S. consumers as it does on decisions made by auto executives in Germany. 85% of the cars, trucks, and vans made in Canada are shipped south to dealerships in the States. For NPR News, this is James Murray in Toronto.